Well, we've been talking about a sovereign God, and we have a lot of visitors this morning. Maddie Rowe is here with a young man who is visiting her. Kim has a friend who's visiting her, and I apologize to you because we've been talking about this for the last 3 weeks, and so you're going to hear me refer to reason number one, reason number two, and reason number three, and today we're going to talk about reason number four. And when I talk about reasons, it all relates to the idea that God is sovereign. God determines what he wants to have happen, and he has the ability and the power, and he is without constraint. He causes it to happen. Now, if that's the case, and it is, why would we pray to God and ask him to do something? Is that in some way arrogant on our part to think that God is going to respond to us? And we've talked about three reasons why we ought to pray already. The first one was, it's really pretty simple. Jesus expected us to pray. God voiced his expectation that we would pray to him when Jesus was here. Second reason is that Jesus modeled a life of prayer, and we want to be like Jesus, so that, of course, means that we're going to give ourselves to prayer as well. And then last week we talked about reason number three. We pray to God because he's sovereign. You know, people pray to idols in old times, and I suppose people still pray to idols. How foolish is that, to pray to something that you've carved or you've molded out of clay or something that you have made with molten gold? Those things are just dumb. They can't do anything. They can't speak. They can't hear. Why would you pray to an idol? We pray to God because he is sovereign. And then